Calls.
Cosmalicious with Diana. Cosmo Radio, Sirius 111, and XM 162.
Hello, ladies. It is Cosmolicious on this beautiful Friday. TGIF, favorite phrase of the day for me. I'm Diana on Cosmo Radio, Sirius 111, XM 162. Cheating. As soon as you say that word, it evokes panic. People freak out. They're like, cheating? Who's cheating? Why do people cheat? Why does it happen? Who does it? Men more than women. Women more than men. My God, there are so many stances, so many people that constantly talk about it that it even makes me get nervous to ever want to enter a relationship again. But there has to be some kind of psychological background, something that we can really pinpoint to what makes a person cheat, why they do it, and signs that your partner could be cheating. We have Patrick Wannis, who is a life coach, human behavior, and relationship expert in studio. You can check him out at patrickwannis.com. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So first off, is there a way to possibly notice that your partner could be cheating?
Well, there's actually many ways. In fact, I passed you a list of about 26 signs.
Yes, you did.
Or 26 actions or behaviors that identify that someone's cheating. And in amongst those 26, of course, is the famous top 10 list of the top 10 things you should look for.
And in that, some of them, like you said, some of the signs that you put as people or a partner could be cheating is that he or she suddenly seems happier and brighter. Now, that to me is depressing because all of a sudden—
Because you don't want your partner to be happy
and
bright. No,
well, not if they're cheating on me, but if I come home, Patrick, and my significant other, my boyfriend is like, who's always like grumpy and rude to me. And let's just say like the day before he started cheating, he was like, what's for dinner? And I'm like, oh, hello, babe. How are you? I'm fine. Work sucks. Anyway, what's for dinner? Then the next day, he's cheating on me. And then he's happy and brighter. Hi, honey. What's for dinner? I mean, like, hello. I'm ticked.
I'd be more ticked the fact that he's cheating than the fact that he's happy and bright.
No, but
and then I'd be ticked that he's happy and bright because he's cheating.
I'm ticked on both levels. It's okay. It's a correlation thing, Patrick. You should know that. But why is it that someone suddenly seems happier and brighter when they're cheating?
It's not that cheating suddenly makes them happier and brighter and changes their personality, because that's only a fleeting experience. Mm-hmm. What it really means is that the person is suddenly getting something that they're not getting within the relationship, or they're getting external validation, or they're getting additional sex, or they're getting someone that's praising them and giving them a lot more attention, and suddenly they're feeling better about themselves.
Okay. And
but it's also one more thing that this is really important.
Yes.
It's also about them getting power. Cheating is primarily about power. Now, it only varies occasionally depending on what phase you are in your life. If you're in your 20s, it's never about power. It's usually just about sex and fun and escapades and adventures.
Is that when you say for your 20s? Is this something that when you say collectively it's for men and women in their 20s, it's about just sexcapades and notches on the belt?
Early 20s.
So we're talking from 20 to what, 25?
20 to 25. A woman starts to develop her identity around about 26.
That's true. I found myself.
Thank God for that, because no one else could find you.
I'm 26 and a half, and I feel like I finally know who I am. But that's not here nor there. I'm just validating the point that 26 does seem where women come into their own.
So in the early 20s, you're still experimenting. You're still wanting to try new things, have new experiences. So sometimes, particularly for guys, they'll get into a relationship and then they start to freak out because they feel that they're going to be swallowed up in this relationship and lose their identity, individuality. They have a fear of commitment. Or they feel that all of their fun and freedom is gone. So then they might do that just so that they can say to themselves, see, I'm free. Mm-hmm. I'm not being held down. I'm not tied down. Having said all of that, most of the cheating occurs by people in positions of power. So it's not just opportunity. It's power.
See, okay. See, that scares me because we hear about Governor Sanford cheating.
Power.
All the politicians cheat. Now, is that something where if you are, women are attracted to men usually.
Who are in power. Yes.
Therefore, my worry is, are you telling women if you don't want to be with the cheater, then don't go for the guy that is an overachiever. Don't go for the guy that has the good job. Don't go for the guy who's got his shizit together. Go for the guy who is average Joe, makes a decent living, and doesn't have power.
You know, I recall there was a woman once who a long time ago said to me, oh, I could never go out with you. She said, why? I said, oh, because you're too popular and you're too confident, you're too good looking, you cheat on me.
Wow.
Now, that was more about...
You just really put yourself up on a pedestal. I'm just kidding, Patrick.
You mean I haven't done that before? Oh, I was trying to be consistent.
No. So as she was saying...
My point is that some people have a fear of getting too close to someone that is either already very popular or very powerful for that very reason. That doesn't mean you can't be with someone that has a position of power. Mm-hmm. It means that a person who is in a position of power and then is what you called an overachiever, that's someone who's extremely power hungry, is most likely to cheat. They have more opportunity, they have greater temptation, and it's very easy for them to give in rather than fight and say no. And it ties into ego.
So when a man cheats, because women will say, well, I give him so much sex. Like, I had friends that have been cheated on that are like, I've done everything. I've dressed up. I've done role playing. I've played games. I've worn sexy lingerie. I've gone to his office and I've been like, hey, baby, come hither. I've done all the things that a man would want, and yet he still cheated.
You know what that sounds like to me? Like, she did so much that she was never true to herself. Mm-hmm. And the guy probably took it for granted and said, this woman's too easy. I'm going to go after something that's a little harder.
Really?
Men need a challenge. Look, I said this 1,000 times, even to one of my clients. I've said, do not sleep with a guy in the first couple of dates. Yes, you think it's fun, and yes, maybe you've had too much to drink, but guess what? That's never a long-term relationship. The guy doesn't respect you. And even one of my clients said this to me the other day. He says, well, I've already slept with her, so I don't know what else there is to look forward to.
Huh.
And she was inviting him away for the whole weekend, a great time to do all this fun stuff. And he says, no, I'm not really that into it. And he's already slept with her twice, and he's been out with her like on 3 dates.
Huh.
So we value what is hard to get. Why is a Ferrari a Ferrari?
Because it's expensive and it has prestige.
Which means it's hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want a cheap car because anyone can have it. But you want something that you know is valuable, is worthy, and is different.
So that confuses me, because if you're already in a relationship with someone, you would hope that the playing the hard to get games are left way behind.
It's not about playing games. It's about not losing the sense of mystery.
And how do you do that when you see them all day long, every single night? They see you with, being sick with the flu. They see you waking up in the morning, maybe after a bad hangover. So how do you still keep the sense of mystery going?
Stop having the hangover.
Doesn't cheat. Well, okay. That's one little small.
Okay. What you're saying is how do you maintain the romance and the mystery? One of the keys is to go back to what you were like before you were dating.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're going to play hard to get, but it means you're still going to dress up for dates. You're still going to separate the role of I'm this partner living in the house or I'm dating, and occasionally remember that you still need to seduce the man and vice versa. So don't always make yourself available whenever he says, oh, I'm in the mood. No matter how much a guy complains, if you give him everything he wants, he will not be happy, and the same applies to a woman.
Really? So that's a trick in some ways, that if you have
no,
a man...
No, unfortunately, I don't want to... Look, I know it sounds like it's a trick and it sounds like it's manipulation, but unfortunately, that's our human nature. It's like a child. If you leave a child next to the candy, they'll feed their face until they're sick. A guy will be just as stupid.
Hmm.
He won't know how to stop. And women do the same. It's a human behavior. It's a human behavioral aspect of us. We don't necessarily do what's always best for us. So sometimes you need to be a little bit, not harder to get, but a little more unavailable. Then it creates the romance. The romance is the mystery.
But then I feel like you'll have a man who turns around and says, well, my wife tells me that she was busy today and she was busy yesterday and she couldn't have sex with me. Therefore, I'm going to go hook up with that secretary that I thought was cute.
Okay, if he's doing that, then that has nothing to do with availability or playing hard to get or mystery of romance. When a guy automatically instantly goes outside his relationship to get what he's not getting within the relationship, then he's obviously not communicating with you. He doesn't respect you, and he's not, it's not a proper relationship. It's not a powerful relationship where the guy comes up to you and says to you, here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I feel is lacking in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not giving me enough sex and I've never said anything, I go and sleep with someone else, then obviously I don't respect myself. I don't respect you. And I don't place any emphasis on you. You don't mean much to me.
See, but that scares me, because that's...
She's been scared a lot this
whole
girl.
Cheating scares. I mean, cheating is something that scares most people. I think especially women, because men, for the most part, are more inclined to do it. Would you say, Patrick, being
okay,
the expert?
Here comes the controversy. We often think that men cheat more than women do, but who do men cheat with?
Women.
Unless they're occasionally bisexual, trisexual, or they're a closet queen or something.
Right.
But unfortunately, this is a really big point for me. Women betray women all the time. So, ladies, if you listen to this, it's me, a guy, telling you stop this crap. If a guy comes and hits on you and you know that he's taken, you don't have to slap him, but tell him to get lost because you're encouraging him and giving him the opportunity to do it. Guys will always try it on you most of the time. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to say, no, you're taken. Leave me alone, you rude jerk prick, whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because you're going to be the first woman, once you're in a relationship, to say, see, guys are always jerks. They cheat on us. Well, who do they cheat with? Another girl who knew that he was dating someone but was happy to be part of it. Don't give in to his bad behavior. Don't become part of it. Plus, if you do give in, then guess what happens? You'll never trust him because he'll do it with someone else.
Well, right. But, I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that that cliched phrase that actually holds weight?
90% of the time, unless it began with a situation that, you know, someone had really low self-esteem and didn't, and was young and stupid and immature and irresponsible. And since then, they've learned and they've dealt with their issues. And now they say, you know, I realize I did that. I've dealt with those issues or the motivations behind it. Mm-hmm. Now I love and respect myself, so I love and respect my partner. But your question was, do men cheat more than women? Let's say they do. Let's say yes. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that everyone in every relationship is going to be cheated on. Women also cheat.
Right, and I've had a couple of my guy friends who are in marriages, and they end it because the woman cheated.
Right.
So that, I know, does occur, but it just seems at a lesser degree than men.
Yeah, or it's less publicized. I mean, we hear about all the male politicians who cheat. Here is one for the ladies. Women tend to be more discreet.
Yeah.
So they don't go blah, blah, blah and tell the whole world what they've just done, whereas men tend to, you know, tend to have a big mouth and they want to boast about it, and they do it and they tend to get caught. Women are much more discreet, and women, are you ready for this one, tend to be much better liars than men.
That is not surprising to me. Women can lie a lot better.
And they do it very well.
You know, that I would agree with, but I still feel like there are so many women who are also willing, if they're in a relationship with a guy who cheated, let's say once, and they caught him the one time. And
So your question is, if he does it once, will he definitely do it twice?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. It depends on the circumstance and depends on how remorseful he is. And it depends on does he really regret and does he really want to make a change?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if someone is cheating, they're also very good at lying to you. Therefore, how do you assess if they really mean it?
Because then you have to set up the parameters to get them to prove to you that you can trust them again. You don't give them 100% trust again. You give them very small trust, mm-hmm. and it's almost like piecemeal, a little bit at a time. And you have to say, this is what I need for you to trust me.
Okay.
Whether it's phone calls, whether it's not going out, or I don't mean like reporting in, but you've got to establish yourself what you need so you can trust this person again. It also depends on how long they've been cheating. If someone's been cheating behind your back for 5 years, or for, you know, years, then I don't think that's the person you want to give another chance to. That's my personal opinion. Is it an expert opinion? Not necessarily, because you both may make the choice for whatever reason, for the children, for the family, for the finances, for the relationship, to say, let's be free of the past. Let's start it with a clean slate. Mm-hmm. But again, you're going to need time to rebuild the trust. I also do believe that once someone's cheated on you, you never have the same relationship again.
I believe the intimacy is gone. You know, that
good point. Good point.
You know, you feel like that person was somebody you invested your time, your emotional energy into physically, and then in the back of your head, you always have that gnawing, like, where's he really at his friend Bill's house last night?
Well,
you know?
And women are great at creating these visualizations and these symbols. So while they're in bed, they're wondering, is he thinking of her, the other woman?
Right.
Did he used to do this to her? And
right.
I know that because women ask me that about past girlfriends, not even women I've, you know, nothing to do with cheating. They start to think, well, did he do this with her? And what kind of relationship did they have? So once a woman's been cheated on, she's going to have all those things going through her mind saying, well, did he take her to this place? And did he do this with her? And did he enjoy it just as much, et cetera? Mm-hmm. And that alone, that obsessiveness, will completely destroy your enjoyment of the relationship.
We have Patrick Wenis. He's a life coach and human behavior and relationship expert. And we're talking about cheating, why people do it. Can you recognize the signs of a cheater? And Patrick, I was going to really wonder, before you get involved with somebody who could be a philanderer,
how, a philanderer.
Yes, philanderer.
He's a philanderer.
How do you, can you spot him? Are there signs of someone who is not going to be a good boyfriend, who's going to be committed?
A cheater?
Yeah.
What you're saying is, are there traits of a cheater before you go out with them to find out? The first thing is, stay away, men or women, from anyone that has low self-esteem. The person that has low self-esteem is the first person that's going to cheat on you. Now, first I said it was about power. But again, on the other flip side is low self-esteem because man or a woman, if that person has low self-esteem, they'll easily be dragged away, enticed, seduced, tempted, and give in so that they can get the approval, the acceptance, the validation to raise their self-esteem, to feel better about themselves by actually going against what they believe in, meaning their relationship. A person with low self-esteem is the easiest person to get into bed because they'll do anything to win you over, to get you to like them.
Wow.
So be very aware of that. If you want to pick up a girl or a guy and have instant sex, go for the person with low self-esteem.
Jeez.
They'll give in. Or, of course, if they're drunk. Now, if they're drunk and they have low self-esteem, you got them twice as fast.
All right. Okay, so that's one sign of someone who would have a trait of a cheater. What's some others?
Find out what they're like generally in their life. If this is the kind of person that, you know, cheats on the IRS, on their tax, or cheats at work, or tends to lie, or tends to steal, guess what? The way you do anything is the way you do everything. Mm-hmm. Meaning, generally speaking, people who cheat and lie and deceive in one area will do the same in another area. And I recall one time, one girlfriend was doing this with applications for home loans.
Really?
Yeah, she was actually saying she's a first-time buyer two or three times. And I said, what the heck are you doing? I said, I can't believe this is coming from you. You're actually lying. Oh, well, my broker told me that, you know, this is what they all do. I said, I don't care what anyone else does. You know it's wrong. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? One day she also cheated.
Mm.
Outside of the application for a house loan.
That's right, because she could always rationalize why she did it and why it was okay.
Yeah, and you know, of course, the other aspect is too that, remember I said to you, low self-esteem and what are they like in other areas of their life? Well, that's what she was like. She had low self-esteem. So it didn't surprise me because, you know, we want to have hope. We want to believe in the other person. And then, of course, if we're really screwed up like I was at the time, I want to rescue this person. I want to help her because she has such beautiful potential. And underneath all of this crap, she has such a beautiful soul. Well, that's nice, but she may never choose to show it. Right. And that applies to guys, too.
And then the other thing I wanted to really bring up that we just only touched upon is about having sex too soon, that you said the chase.
Yes.
So I mean, what's wrong with you women? But how long should we? I mean, that's a question we talk about all the time. How long should women really wait then before getting into bed with someone?
Let me ask you a question. Why do you want to do it so quickly? Other than the fact that the guy's a turn on, why do you want to do it?
I think some women think if they have sex with a guy that he'll stay around.
There you go. You see, you're going in for the wrong reason. You're not doing it because you actually like the guy and you want to express love. Look, women express their appreciation, their gratitude and their emotions through touch, through giving, giving of themselves, giving of their body, giving of their heart and soul. So they think, well, this is the way to do it with the guy. But the problem is the guy's not viewing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing that, he just sees you as easy. You end up being recognized or termed as a bar skank or something. Or, you know, oh, she's just an easy girl. What do I have to fight for?
Right.
He doesn't appreciate the VW. He wants the Porsche. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to play games, but you let him work hard. Let him convince you that he wants something more than sex. If you just want sex, go ahead.
But then realize there's not going to be much potential.
No, you might even become friends and then he'll tell you about other girls he's slept with.
Ugh.
But don't expect to have a long-term relationship if you are giving yourself so easily because that's how he'll view you easily. He won't appreciate you. Take your time, make him work. There's no set rule of 1 month or 3 months. But the longer you make him wait, either the more he'll appreciate you or he'll run away, which means he wasn't interested in you anything other than sex.
Okay. Well, at least we have an answer on that. So wait it out if you don't want to get stuck with a guy who might run away or who could possibly be a cheater. Patrick Wannes, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And you guys can check out Patrick at patrickwannes.com. We've got more Cosmolicious coming up.
Cosmolicious with Diana on Cosmo Radio.